Thank you, Chair. Executive Director, Deputy Executive Director, Excellencies, and Delegates. In December last year, Norway signed a new multi-year grant agreement with the ITC. The new agreement allows ITC and Norway to continue a long-standing collaboration across inclusive and sustainable trade, women's economic empowerment, and poverty reduction. Norway's contributions will be made to Window One of the ITC Trust Fund. As also underlined by several speakers before me and so elaborately expressed by the Executive Director, the COVID pandemic affected us all in 2020, albeit differently. It is still very much ongoing and continues to threaten to reverse years of development progress, impacting SMEs and their value chains and trade, disproportionately harming the service sector, women, and young entrepreneurs, and also shown in the data produced by the ITC. We must remind ourselves that the pandemic pushes additional millions into poverty. ITC has a leading role in giving SMEs the tools to become more competitive and connect to international markets, and thus to help people regain their livelihood through trade. Norway very much acknowledges and appreciates how the ITC have been able to respond and deliver adapted solutions in these times of crisis. As the Executive Director writes in the 2020 annual report, ITC has pivoted with purpose. Sustainability is a consistent consideration in Norway's development policy. ITC's SME Competitiveness Outlook 2021 confirms that resilient companies were 5 times less likely to lay off employees during the pandemic. The outlook focuses on rebuilding small businesses from the pandemic in a way that prepares them for the looming climate crisis. ITC's Green to Compete strategy supports developing countries in leveraging trade to seize the opportunities of the green economic transition. We fully subscribe to the pivot to sustainability and resilience. Norwegian international development policy is focused on the poorest and most vulnerable groups. For Norway, this means strong commitment to the least developed countries and sub-Saharan Africa. The share of LDCs in ITC's region-specific interventions are therefore an important consideration for Norway. The pandemic has hit women disproportionately. Harvesting the benefits of inclusion and gender equality must be at the forefront in all our work. We must ensure that we apply a gender lens on all efforts within Aid4Trade. We are therefore very pleased that the Executive Director have ensured us that this will be a high priority for the ITC in the coming years. Thank you for your attention.
Sir, we will